Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. Measure Z, the 1% county-wide sales tax increase, will take effect on April 1st. If you plan on purchasing a high-ticket item, such as a vehicle, you should consider doing so before the end of the month. This tax increase has a 5-year expiration date. I want to go on record and say, before it has even been implemented, that our elected officials will do everything in their power to extend this tax. On the November 2019 ballot will be a measure asking for the extension of the 1% sales tax increase. Tax revenue is a drug to our government. They are addicted to this revenue drug and will compromise their core beliefs to get more of our tax dollars. This sales tax increase will not expire quietly. The reasons behind the extension will be the same buzzwords. We need more money for police and fire protection. Our 911 services will be severely hampered without the continued tax, and our schools will suffer. Yes, the problems they claim they could fix by getting this money will still be problems 5 years from now. We will be short-staffed in all the departments critical to our well-being. The one thing that you will not be told from these politicians is that their salaries and benefits will have continued to increase, and they will be retiring earlier than the rest of us in the private sector with a higher percentage of their salary. Today, we have 384 employees in Humboldt County who earn over $100,000, and my prediction is that we will have at least 500 5 years from now. We will still have a major homeless problem. Our police officers will still be dealing with druggies who illegally cross Broadway or walk illegally on Highway 101. These officers will be forced to look the other way because our jail will be overcrowded. In the next 5 years, at least 10 homeless people will be struck by vehicles and killed in Humboldt County because there aren't any legal consequences for these people who break the law as pedestrians. The petty crime rate in Humboldt County will still be astronomically high. I really hope I'm wrong, but I doubt it. The Board of Supervisors will ask you to extend this tax increase, just like the Eureka City Council asked the voters to extend the half-cent sales tax, Measure Q. Measure Q was supposed to expire, yet it was again on the ballot, and the voters unanimously extended the government feeding frenzy. When this measure was originally proposed, I was a member of the Humboldt Taxpayers League and resigned because they endorsed this tax increase. I told a few members that I couldn't support it because of all the government waste and high salaries the employees received. I believed, and still do, that we cannot sustain this kind of tax and spend mentality. I was told that it would only last 5 years, and I said there was no way the government wouldn't put it on the ballot for an extension. That is exactly what they did, and it's exactly what will happen with Measure Z. Our government gorges themselves on the hard-earned money extracted from our wallets through taxes. They have a spending appetite that can never be satisfied and an inability to work within an existing budget. In November of 2019, and every election for that matter, you can expect them to be begging for more tax dollars to waste, and Measure Z will likely become a permanent fixture through continued 5-year renewals. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.